And the British singer Adele made Grammy history last night.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go.
You're welcome for that earworm for your day. So Adele became the first artist ever to win Best Song, Record, and Album of the Year twice. She achieved the same feat 5 years ago. Adele's sweep shut out Beyoncé, who had been nominated for 9 awards but only took home 2. NPR's Mandeli Del Barco was backstage at the Grammys.
It was an emotional whirlwind of a night for Adele, who won in every category for which she was nominated. Over and over, she was on stage belting out heart-wrenching songs, picking up trophies, and apologizing for dropping the F-bomb on live TV more than once. By the end, Adele was shedding tears for her idol, Beyoncé.
But I can't possibly accept this award, and I'm very humbled, and I'm very grateful and gracious, but my artist of my life is Beyoncé, and this album for me, the Lemonade album, was just so monumental, Beyoncé. It was so monumental.
Beyoncé had been expected to win more than just 2 Grammys. Her song Formation from her album Lemonade was an anthem to black women. During the ceremony, she gave an elaborate performance, and she accepted the award for Best Urban Contemporary Album by reading a statement that said she wanted her children to look in the mirror
and see themselves and have no doubt that they're beautiful, intelligent, and capable. This is something I want for every child of every race.
It was just one of several veiled and not-so-veiled political statements in the more than 3.5-hour telecast. Host James Corden started off with a quick reference to the country's new commander-in-chief. Then Jennifer Lopez told the audience that artists' voices were needed more than ever.
As Toni Morrison once said, this is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair, no place for self-pity, no need for silence, and no room for fear. We do language. That is how civilizations heal.
Actress Laverne Cox referred to the transgender student whose landmark case is going to the Supreme Court.
Everyone, please Google Gavin Grimm.
And Michael Jackson's grown-up daughter Paris gave a shout-out to the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters. But the most overt comments came during a performance by the hip-hop crew A Tribe Called Quest with guests Anderson .Paak and Busta Rhymes.
I want to thank President Agent Orange for your unsuccessful attempt at the Muslim ban.
He called out Trump's ban on immigrants from 7 mostly Muslim countries. As the rappers performed, a diverse group of people, some wearing hijabs, joined them on stage. The performers ended this way.
Resist! Resist! Resist!
A young black artist also made Grammy history last night after the Grammy organization relaxed its rules to allow nominations for music released only online. Chance the Rapper won 3 awards.
I know a lot of times I talk about my independence and people think it has something to do with, oh, I'm going to talk. Y'all can play the music if you want. I want to thank God for my team. I know people think that independence means you do it by yourself, but independence means freedom. I do it with these folks right here. Glory be to God. I claim the victory in the name of the Lord. Let's go.
Mandeli Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.